Paul's Gospel. In his book, What God Wishes Christians Knew About Christianity, published in 1998, Bill Gillum wrote, Paul speaks of my gospel and that he was given unique revelations. See Romans 2 verse 16, 16 verse 25, Galatians 1 verses 11 through 12, 2 verse 2, Ephesians 3 verse 3 and following, 2 Timothy 2 verse 8. Why would he refer to the gospel as my gospel if it was a carbon copy of what the apostles preached in the early days? Why not call it the gospel? God gave Paul a greater understanding of God's truth than he originally gave to the 11. As evidence of this, note the volume of New Testament scripture that he either dictated or penned. 13 of the 23 post-cross books, not to mention that 3/5 of the book of Acts deals with his ministry as penned by Luke. The other New Testament penmen don't dedicate the amount of space in their writings to proclaim our identity in Christ that Paul does. Ephesians 1 verse 3 through 2 verse 10 alone, written about AD 60 to 62, contains 40 verses proclaiming our true identity. But the 3,000 people who came to Christ at Pentecost were not taught this truth in Peter's sermon.